Shalom to all. Today's Tavos Rosh Hashanah Shabbos Chav Tes, and we are starting about the eighth line with the words Taman Omrin in the Vilna Sura Daf. It's right at the top of Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. As the Gemara says, Taman Omrin over there they say, meaning in Bavel they hold Chama Muteres Toldas Chama Asura. Something cooked in the sun directly is going to be mutter, but something cooked by a tolda of the sun, meaning it was cooked by something that was heated in the sun, that's Asur. And this would be referring to the egg of our Mishnah that Loyaf Kiana Besudarin, one can't crack it open onto a kerchief that was heated by the sun. We would understand that's because it's toldos chama, and that's like the chama of Bavel. However, Rabbanan de Hacha Amrin, the Rabbanan over here, the Eretz Yisrael Dek Rabbanan say, bein chama, bein toldos chama muteres. It doesn't make a difference if it's the sun directly or it's toldos chama, something that was heated by the sun. It's permitted to cook with on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Masisa Pliga Rabbanan de Hacha. Our Mishnah seems not to be like the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael, because what does the Mishnah say? Loyat minan b'chol ba'avak drachim b'shul shetitzla. One is not allowed to take an egg and put it in hot sand or in hot dust, and this is something that's toldos chama. And so the Mishnah says that it's Asur, clearly not like the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael. I think more answers, Shani, this case is different. Shuhua is a charetz. It's because he's making a ditch. The reason why the Chum of Eretz Yisrael would agree to our Mishnah is not because of a cooking issue. It's because when he takes the egg and he puts it into the sand, it's like Chayfer, he's making a hole, and that's why it's Asur. Now, Ilo Arum Bekemach, Yos. If the Mishnah would have said that he isn't allowed to cook the egg in hot flour, so you're right, it would be not like the Rabbanan of Eretz Yisrael, because there's no Isur of digging in flour, only in sand or dirt. But since the Mishnah did not say that, Adafka mentions sand and dirt, it must be because an issue of digging, and that would even be like the chamim of Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara continues, Masisa Pliga Arbanan Taman. The following brisa is not like the Bavel Dek Rabbanan. The Tani was taught Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer. He says the Megalgam Beitzim Al Gav Gag Shel Sidrei Seach. One is allowed to cook an egg on a roof of Sidrei Seach, boiling plaster. This roof is made of sid, which is boiling hot because of the sun, and one is allowed to cook an egg on it. In Megalgam Beitzim Al Gav Ofer Seach, one is not allowed to cook an egg in boiling hot dirt. And since we see from here that the egg is allowed to be cooked on a boiling roof, and that's Toldos Chama, that's clearly not like the Rabbanan de Taman, who don't allow toldos chama. And so we ask Ma Avdin La Rabban and Taman, what do the Rabban over there do? The answer is Pasala, Chalukan Rabban Shimon Gamliel. The explanation is that they argue with Rabban Shimon Gamliel, and therefore there's no problem. Now we continue explaining these opinions based on what happened next in our Mishnah, which if you remember, we had this story of the people of Tveria. They took a pipe of cold water and ran it through Chame Tveria, these hot springs. As Rabban Gamliel says, Al Daitin Rabban Taman, Maisa Shasu Anche Tveria, according to Rabban over there, that toldos chama is usher, they were the ones that would protest against the Anche Tveria of what the people of Tveria did, because this is considered heating the water by toldos chama. However, al datin rabban de hacha, according to rabban over here, salakt masisa k'maisa shasu anshei Tveria, the mission would be like what those people of Tveria did, even though the rabban were maicha, even though they protested the anshei Tveria. At the end of the day, the halacha would be like what the people of Tveria did, because according to rabban of Eretz Yisrael, toldos chama is permitted. We now discuss bathing on Shabbos. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah maisa shasu anshei Tveria v'chulu, and now we're going to see the whole progression. Barishayin originally, hayu saisman es hakamen me'erev Shabbos v'nechnasim rechtzim Shabbos. What they would do in the bathhouses, they would close the vents, they would close the holes on Erev Shabbos, and people would go into the bathhouse on Shabbos and bathe. The bathhouse was basically two levels. The bottom one is where all the heat was, that's where the furnaces were burning, and then there were vents leading to the pools of water, heating them up. So what they did is on Erev Shabbos, they'd close up those vents, so there's no heat source that's heating up the water, and on Shabbos, they'd go in and bathe themselves because this water was heated already before Shabbos. However, they started to become a chashud, meaning the people running the bathhouses were filling up the furnaces Erev Shabbos with tons of wood. They would let it burn on Shabbos and heat the water up on Shabbos without closing the vents, and therefore Vasal and Ruchitza, their abundance said, okay, no more bathing on Shabbos. However, Vitirul and Zeya, they allow them to sweat, they allow them to shvitz. Since they're not bathing themselves, now it's still a heter, so you can walk into the bathhouse and get a nice geshmak shvitz. On top. However, next to Elias Nachnas of Rechzin, people were still chashur that they would go in, bathe themselves, Va'imin and say, Mizino Yinu, we were just sweating. Therefore, Vasal and Ruchitza Vizeya, their abundance asked not only washing, but also having a shvetz. But there was still an issue. There were two types of pools of water. Achas shel mesukin, one of mesukin, which means heated water, v'achas shel meluchin, and one of meluchin, which is cold water. And so what was the chashash? Nechshu lias megalos hanusarim, people were suspected that they were taking off the boards from the heated pools of water. These boards were meant to cover the pools so that no one could use them, but people were taking off those covers, v'rechzim metukin, and washing themselves in the hot water. V'heinom, they would come out and say, b'meluchin rechatsnu, we wash ourselves in the cold water. Therefore, v'aslan as hakol, the chum asked everything, all sorts of bathing and schwitzing on Shabbos. However, Kimushin is Gadru. Once the Chum saw that people were matching themselves and they were careful and they were really following the rules, they continued permitting more and more things. Until the Chum even went so far to permit Meima'ara, which is hot water that was put into a cave and was insulated there, and also bathing in Chame Tveria, these hot springs of Tveria, that was allowed. However, they did not allow bringing towels to bathe because because they were afraid that a person was going to soak the towel and then squeeze it out, and that's an Isser of Schita. So we ask, who did allow bringing towels? Because we know we could bring towels. And the answer is Rav Chanina ben Akavya. He allowed it. The Tanya Braza teaches us, Rav Chanina ben Akavya. Rav Chanina ben Akavya allowed three things. Number one, Hitter Atzo Shabayam. He allowed seaweed of the sea. This is referring to either Hechsher Eichlin. Seaweed has moisture to it. And he held that even if a person wrapped their food or produce in the seaweed, it's not going to be Machshir El Kabal Tuma. According to others, this has to do with the Din of Atmana. Also, Vahitter Kitzaitra. He allowed a Kitzaitra. We know that one is not allowed to draw water out of the ocean or river, because that's a Carmelis, and he's in a Rosh HaSayachar or Rosh HaSarabim, and L'chatchila, one's not allowed to transfer to and from a Carmelis. However, what he was permitting is his Kitzaitra, which is, let's say a person has a porch over the river or over the ocean, and his porch is considered Rosh HaSayachar, he can make a hole in the middle of his porch and lower a bucket through that hole and draw water like that, because the walls of the porch are considered like they go all the way down. That's called good Achas Mechitzta. Then the Mechitzas of the porch go all the way down, so it's considered like this entire descent of the bucket is through Rosh HaSayachar, and that's something that he allowed. He also allowed bringing towels to the bathhouse on Shabbos. Now we just asked, Taman Tanin over there, we learned a Mishnah, someone who's bathing in a cave of Tveria or in the hot springs of Tveria, Mistapik, he's allowed to dry himself off, Afil Ba'asar Luntiyos, even with 10 towels. However, V'layivim B'yadai, he's not allowed to bring them in his hand because we're afraid of Schita. So how could you say that Rav Chanina ben Akavya allowed this if we have a Mishnah that tells Beferish that you're not allowed to bring a towel? So Shmuel Amar Shmuel commented about the one who asked this question, Ma Yavid Hadein Savura, what can we do about this Talmud? D'lo Yalev V'lay Shimesh. He didn't learn Gemara and he wasn't Mishamish Talmid Chachamim. This Mishnah was just quoted as a question was said before Rav Chanina ben Akavya came along to allow towels. But then Rav Chanina ben Akavya came along and said towels are okay, so it's not even a question. And we see this as well. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Ze'era, both of them quote Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Shmuel. They Rabbi Hitter Luntios. Rabbi allowed bringing towels to the bathhouse. We continue discussing bathing on Shabbos. Tanu we have a brayso. Amish tatfin loy b'cham v'loy b'tzaynin. One is allowed to rinse off with hot water or even cold water on Shabbos. Now Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi clarifies v'domas nisa kaidem atchalei tiur chacham chamit veria. This was taught before the chacham allowed bathing in chamit veria. The Tanu we have a brayso. Harechas v'chamit veria. Someone who's bathing in chamit veria who mizalaf al atzmai. He's allowed to pour water on himself. Aval chirim loy zalfu loy. Others are not allowed to pour on him because that's called derechayil. That's the normal way they did it during the week. Everyone would bathe the others, and so on Shabbos we have to do it slightly differently. So he's only allowed to pour it on himself, but not on others. Now Rav Shimon ben Asher Emer, he tells us afu loy zalfu atzmai. Even he is not allowed to pour on himself. Why? For a different reason. Because he's increasing hevel. Now there's going to be a lot of steam in there, and even though chacham permitted bathing, they did not permit shvitzing. And also there's another issue. Mechabed es hakarka. He's also smoothing out the ground, which is a different problem. Now we have a story. Rav Acha bar Yitzchak al meschi. He went up to bathe in Babar Mamal with Rav Babar Mamal b'tarim bar Yitases in the bathhouse of bar Yitases. Chamachad bar Nosh mezalfa garmei. He saw a person pouring water on himself. Armalei, he told him because that aser b'shabbos is aser on Shabbos. Meneshu marbes hevel because it increases the steam in there. Mechabed es hakarka. It also smooths out the karka. Now we have another story. Rav Avo chayronim mezalfin. He saw people pouring water on themselves. V'nafal aloi and it was splashing onto him. V'hu asar. That's a proper gear. So he asered because that's considered like one person bathing another. Another story. Rav Levanti al mischi im Rav Yaina. Rav Levanti went in to bathe with Rav Yaina. Chamachad barnosh mezalfa garmei. He saw a fellow pouring water on himself. Amrle. He told him less lamed al mezalfa on top. Anan tzrichin chashashon lechidaya. We do not have to be chashish for a das yachid. That's referring to Rav Shimon ben Asya who asers, and therefore it's totally permitted for you to pour water on yourself. And we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss going into bathhouses, but in regards to a slightly different aspect, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.